This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 26 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is sunny and warm. Tel Aviv is enjoying a bright day, while Jerusalem is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. Eilut is experiencing typical desert warmth, a pleasant day to be outside for those in the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran claims the U.S. has halted airstrikes in the last 2 days, and in response, Tehran has stopped its operations. This comes from Israel Hayom just under an hour ago. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu heads into sensitive discussions with former President Trump on issues around Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank. This was reported by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, the Likud court has overturned Netanyahu's effort to cancel the party's primary election in favor of an appointed committee, according to I-24 News. Separately, the American decision to enter a nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia has raised concerns about Israel's position in the region. Forward reported this story earlier today. And finally, a 67-year-old woman faces charges for allegedly making anti-Semitic remarks at Bondi's massacre site. This incident was covered by the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that Iran's military has paused its retaliatory actions following a reported halt in U.S. airstrikes. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, shared that Netanyahu will travel to Washington tomorrow for talks with former President Trump. Netanyahu will also attend a memorial service for Senator Lindsey Graham, whom he described as a great friend of Israel. Amichai Stein, a journalist for the Jerusalem Post, mentioned that Israel's security cabinet will discuss a new Gaza proposal by the Board of Peace today. It's uncertain if there will be a vote on this proposal. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's recent announcement, Israel Hayom reports that Tehran has declared a cessation of its military operations after observing a pause in U.S. airstrikes. This development follows a period of heightened tension in the region. If both sides maintain this pause, it could pave the way for diplomatic efforts to take hold. Turning to Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington, Ynet details that the prime minister plans to address Iran's military rebuild during talks with Trump. He will also oppose Saudi uranium enrichment and the sale of F-35 jets to Turkey. These discussions may significantly impact Israel's strategic posture in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals that Netanyahu's attempt to bypass a primary within the Likud party has been overturned. The party court insists on upholding democratic processes. This decision might influence Netanyahu's standing within his own party as he navigates complex political challenges. Separately, Forward raises concerns regarding the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. The agreement could shift regional power dynamics, affecting Israel's strategic interests. Israel views this development as a potential threat to its regional security. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, the anti-Semitic incident at Bondi's massacre site has resulted in a woman being charged. This incident underscores ongoing tensions and the need for community healing. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the government is injecting ₸1 billion into the high-tech sector. This aims to aid startups struggling with operational challenges. Separately, CTech highlights Monday.com's decision to cut 20% of its workforce. This reflects broader shifts in high-tech employment trends as companies adapt to new technological and economic conditions. And finally, Globes reports that the Treasury has cancelled a significant grant for Intel's facility in Kiryat Gat. This cancellation follows a prolonged freeze on construction work at the site. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.